This podcast is from Morning English.
性侵受害者.
Even if they dressed very sexy, supposed to be raped?
Of course not.
Seared into my memory.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. Hello, everyone. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
You know, Winter,、mm-hmm. when you reach my age, you'll have a lot of memories, both bitter and sweet.
Yeah, okay. 所以我们今天是要、老了来讲回忆吗?
Yeah, today we're talking about miserable memories.
要讲痛苦的回忆是吗？谁还没点痛苦的回忆呢？对吧？只是这个痛苦的程度不一样。那我们今天呢，就是要来讲一讲啊，到底怎么样来形容或者是表达我们有一种这种非常痛苦的某一段痛苦的记忆哈。
Hey Winter,、mm-hmm. did you hear about the Belgian Museum exhibit that was showing rape victims' clothing?You know, many people had blamed the victims for how they dressed, and the museum exhibition was trying to show what they were wearing.
Oh, 是的，就是在比利时呢，有一个博物馆，他们呢是展出了很多这个性侵受害者，他们在就是遭到这个侵害的时候啊，他们的那个衣着，因为呢，社会上啊，就是各国家其实都有这种受害者有罪论。然后就说呢，这些被性侵的女性啊，肯定是自己行为不端，或者是衣着暴露，所以呢才会被这个犯罪的人盯上。可是在这个展览中啊，我们看到很多受害者穿的其实很朴素，甚至是很保守，很中性。
Well, I think the clothes were pretty normal, but even if they dressed very sexy, are they supposed to be raped?
Of course not.
The exhibition had the...You know, a positive intent of arousing people's attention and understanding of the victims. But I'm afraid this also makes the nightmare reoccur to them one more time.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. 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 这就是噩梦。而且这个展览确实有可能会让受害者回忆起这个 nightmare.
Yeah,、mm-hmm. nightmare. This word can be used to represent an experience that is very frightening and unpleasant or just really difficult to deal with.
Yeah, nightmare 就是噩梦梦魇我们说噩梦般的回忆嘛 This is a nightmare, an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody knows what's going on. It's a nightmare.
Yeah. So this is the direct way of talking about negative past.
Yeah,、mm-hmm. everybody can relate to a nightmare.They're scary and you have no control over it.
Right. Speaking of scary memories, we can use another word.
We often use ghost to refer to bad memories.
Yeah, yeah. Ghost, ghost, ghost. 幽灵对吗?
Yeah.
Yeah, ghost of the past. 它是指呢、可怕的回忆,痛苦的回忆。
Yeah,、mm-hmm. like the ghost of the past still haunts me.
可怕的回忆仍然阴魂不散缠绕着我 The ghost of the past still haunts me
Yeah, if something unpleasant haunts you It means that it keeps coming to your mind So you just can't forget it
ding, ding, ding. 我们表达一件什么不愉快的事情甚至是与痛苦的事情呢一直萦绕在我们的脑际啊就是你难以忘却就是忘不了就一直在回想我们就可以用到这个动词 haunt, 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 haunt somebody.
Yeah, yeah,、mm-hmm. the ghost of the past still haunts me. And listen to this one. When she ran into her cheating ex-boyfriend, it brought up the ghosts of the past.
Yeah, yeah, some disturbing exes or ghost of the past for many people.
That's right, very true.
Yep.
I hope some of them become real ghosts soon.
Oh my god, I don't really mean that.
You haven't met some of them. All right, these phrases can be used to talk about some unpleasant experiences. When we think about some deeply miserable tragedy, we may need even stronger and more serious expressions.
Yes, yes.
Like this one. The tragedy of 9/11 is seared into my memory.
回忆起911事件仍然让人感到非常痛苦 The tragedy of 9/11 is seared into my memory 我有很多就是在北美的朋友啊确实都像 Colin 这样就是对911事件感觉到非常的、印象深刻然后回忆起来都是很痛苦
Yeah,
yeah. So 刚 Colin 用到的这个表达叫做 seared into my memory. Seared into my memory. It means...
Well, sear means to cause somebody to feel sudden and great pang. It's a burn word.
Oh, okay. Sear, S-E-A-R, 这是一个动词。它的意思呢是使某人或者是使你的某个部分吧，对吧？感到就是突然的这种剧烈的疼痛。Seared into my memory, 就是说呢使我的这个回忆啊感觉到非常的痛苦，就是说呢回忆起来就感觉到巨大的伤痛。
Yeah, the day my first girlfriend dumped me is seared into my memory.
Okay, 初恋女友离开我的那一天呢永远是我最痛苦的回忆。 The day my first girlfriend dumped me is seared into my memory.
Okay、mm-hmm. Last but not leastAnother extreme word you may need to know, which is excruciating.
Excruciating. I know this one. 这个单词有点长哈。E-X-C-R-U-C-I-A-T-I-N-G. Excruciating.
That's right.
Yep. 它是极痛苦的、极坏的、糟糕透顶的，是一个蛮 extreme word.
Yes,、mm-hmm. The pain of watching my father die was excruciating.
Ah,、oh, 是的，看着父亲离去是极度痛苦的回忆。就是，有一些同学可能就已经经历过了，就是家人的离去，可能是祖辈啊什么的，就是很痛苦的回忆。
Yeah, that pain still haunts me.
Mm-hmm.
And we can use the expression excruciating embarrassment of those moments to talk about some embarrassing or disastrous memories.
Ah, excruciating embarrassment of those moments. 就是说呢，极度困窘的时刻。对吧、
She groaned at the memory, suffering all over again, the excruciating embarrassment of those moments.
啊、就是她在回忆中这个很痛苦的呻吟，然后呢，因为回忆啊，所以就又一次的呢，去感受了一遍当时所经历的那种非常极致的那种 embarrassment, 那种困窘。
Yeah.
Yep, memories can be a negative thing because it makes you to suffer the pain all over again.
Yeah, that's right. All right, let's talk about some less negative stuff.
Okay, good.
You know, the word excruciating, this can be used also in a more humorous way.
In a humorous way, excruciating. 这么极致的一个词啊，康宇说啊，还可以有一个比较搞笑、比较幽默的用法，对吗？
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's 5 p.m. and I've just noticed that I have a piece of bok choy on my teeth that must have been here since lunch. And I've been talking to everybody in the office all afternoon and no one said anything.
好，康宇说啊，下午五点突然发现自己牙上有颗菜。这真是极度尴尬了。所以呢 ,noticing that I've had a piece of bok choy on my teeth all day is an excruciating embarrassment.
Yeah.
还好你是发现有一颗白菜在牙上好吗？不是香菜。
That's right.
Okay, I got you. 就是我们说到自己这个过去发生的这种牙上有颗菜呀，或者是男生拉链没拉，对吧？这种极度尴尬的时刻，但是呢又有点好笑。当你说起这种经历的时候啊，你也可以用到这个词 excruciating。用这种极致的词呢，其实也是属于一种幽默，一种自黑吧。
Yeah, that's right.
好，终于哈，今天这期节目呢有点 negative 讲的内容，但是最后呢，幸亏 Colin 拯救了我们一下，讲了一个比较幽默的用法哈。好，在这里提醒一下大家，我们今天节目中讲到的这些英文表达呢，我们都会把它整理成中英文对照的文字版笔记，放在我们的微信公众号里。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字，就可以来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Well, that's all for now. Thank you for listening to today's Morning English.I'm Colin.
I'm Winter. See you next episode.
See you.
Nightmare. Cause darling, I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna